I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. So much to talk about with The Amazing Spider-Man 2. The film fails on so many levels that the 5 minutes or so that we have here is nowhere near adequate to cover its shortcomings. But you know what? We actually went quite into depth about the film over at our Cinefantastique Spotlight podcast, which became available on Monday. So I'm going to direct you over to cfqonline.com to check that out, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about a film more deserving of our attention, a dystopic little comedy called The Double. Let's consider the situation where a film's protagonist is presented as the ultimate victim. Usually, but not always, it's a comedy, and our putative hero or heroine, instead of rising to the challenges put his or her way, is instead overwhelmed by the situation, either through personal deficiencies or just because of the insurmountable nature of the circumstances. This is not always the easiest protagonist to bond with. Humans are blessed with the power of empathy, but that goes only so far. The more a character demonstrates his powerlessness, the more primal instincts begin to kick in. In the jungle, that can lead to the alpha figure asserting his dominance, frequently violently. In the real world, in human society, well, we're better than that, aren't we? And we should try to hold on to that spirit of empathy regardless. As for a movie audience, it's only natural that if the demonstration of weakness goes on too long, at some point one is going to find oneself restraining the urge to shout at the screen, "Just freaking do something already!" The better filmmakers know they have to short-circuit that urge. The Coen brothers can do it by escalating the victimization to such a level that it becomes a grand cosmic joke, as they did in A Serious Man, or style their protagonist so that we recognize that the storytellers understand at what point helplessness becomes personal failing, as with Inside Llewyn Davis. It also helps when you've got high-caliber actors such as Michael Stuhlbarg or Oscar Isaac as your leads. Terry Gilliam took both tacks in Brazil, creating a society whose bureaucracy was so grotesque that it was impossible to surmount, but also critiquing Jonathan Pryce's protagonist for his inability to shed his romantic fantasies in order to confront the real challenges facing him. There's more than a little Brazil in The Double, a new film directed by Richard Ayoade that's opening in limited release here in New York and also in L.A. this Friday, May 9th. It'll be available on demand then too, and it'll be available elsewhere in subsequent weeks. In a dystopic future, a put-upon bureaucrat, Simon James, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is fighting a losing war against becoming a complete non-entity. Not only has the security guard at his job stopped acknowledging his existence, while his boss, played by Wallace Shawn, has trouble remembering his name and members of the service industry flat out refuse to serve, but a new employee, James Simon, also played by Eisenberg, is his exact double. Except where Simon is timid and reserved, James is confident and charismatic. Where doors slam in Simon's face, they fling open for James. And since James has no compunction against advancing himself at the expense of his more reticent doppelganger, all the way to taking credit for work Simon has done and grabbing the attention of the woman played by Mia Wasikowska that Simon has long pined for, unless Simon does something to reverse the situation fast, he runs the risk of being completely subsumed by his ambitious double. The script by Avi Corin, who's Harmony Korine's brother, by the way, is based on a novella by Dostoevsky, with a bit of a sidetrack to Dumas's The Corsican Brothers to make things just a little more surreal. Director Ayoade locates the story in a stylized retro future, but instead of the quasi-30s, 40s technology Gilliam envisioned for Brazil, this world pushes more towards the 50s, with hulking industrial green cabinets for computer terminals and Xerox machines so immense they have their own time zones. By the way, those copiers have such large ventilation ducts attached to them that I'm presuming it's a deliberate nod to Brazil. What's interesting, though, is the effect that having the same actor play two sides of the same coin has on how the audience regards the put-upon protagonist. Even though we are supposed to be watching two separate people, the fact that we're looking at the same face informs our opinion of both characters, no matter which one we're watching. James's charisma extends our patience with the beaten-down Simon, while Simon's humanity keeps us from completely writing off James as a contemptible tool. It's a unique solution to the problem, helped considerably by Eisenberg's skill in playing both characters. Richard Ayoade made his feature film directorial debut with the non-genre comedy Submarine. Before then, he was best known here in the U.S. as the ultra-nerdy Maurice Moss on The It Crowd, and as creator and co-star of the satirical horror series Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, as well as his involvement with the surreal British comedy show The Mighty Boosh. Sorry, it has to be pronounced that way. It's not just a good idea, it's the law. Anyway, there's a reflection of the latter two series' satirical formats in Ayoade's referencing of Brazil, but he manages to make the world of the double his own, and it's a world and a story that's at once very funny and dramatically engaging. The protagonist may be a failure in life, but the double is very much a victory as a film. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are now archiving these reviews over at CineFantastique Online. Check out what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.